welcome into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles right tackle Lane Johnson, the grizzled veteran of this offensive line year two. 12 games in, give me the comparison last year to this year.
Well, it's a lot better whenever you know what you're doing. So I feel a lot more confident out there, and I think it's showing the difference.
I mean, when you say knowing what you're doing, like, I mean, be graphic. Last year, kind of guessing?
Yeah, I mean, you know what the play is, but sometimes you don't know what technique to use. You know, you're going against different people that you've never seen before, so you got to get a feel for things. And this year, you know, you have that experience, and you feel a lot more comfortable.
So was there a go-to, kind of just a, if you didn't really know what you were doing last year, you just kind of go to what had been working for you?
Yeah, do that or talk to Todd. Todd has helped me a lot as far as that goes.
So how much film do you watch?
Watch quite a bit. Try to get their pass rush moves, some of their stunts, any blitzes they're going to do.
You a better player this year than you were last year?
Yeah.
In what respect?
A lot firmer in pass pro. Feel like run blocking. You know, I think I'm doing a lot of good things there. So I feel comfortable and I feel confident.
That's great. And obviously, listen, LeSean McCoy is 48 yards away from setting the Eagles franchise record for yards gained in a career. And I know that it is not LeSean alone. He knows it's not him alone. You guys take pride in that?
Yeah. I mean, whenever the ball's in his hands, he's gonna do good things. And if we, you know, take care of our assignment up front, then, you know, good things will happen.
What's going on up front now, Lane? You've had a chance to start with Andrew a couple games here. There's certainly a degree of familiarity, and obviously the results have been fantastic.
Yeah, I guess just the continuity. You know, having guys there that practice with you for multiple weeks and kind of getting a feel for their game. So, you know, it sucks that Todd's not in there, but, you know, we're doing the best we can. And just playing with Garner the past 2 or 3 weeks has been beneficial to us.
Has practice changed over the weeks, Lane? Is it less kind of physically demanding?
We didn't practice in pads this week or last week. So other than that, though, we're still running the same amount of plays, still, you know, going at a high tempo. So other than that, though, just 1 day less pads.
I got to believe that for a rookie, 12 games into a season, you know, you're kind of sitting there going, man, oh, man, this is – and you probably don't realize it at the time. This is such a long season. From that standpoint, is being doing this a second time to feel like, hey, this is just the way the season plays out?
Yeah, that's the way it is. And you got to feel for it your rookie year, and then going to your second year, you know what it's going to be like. So you know, pace yourself and, you know, not get too carried away, and just take it 1 week at a time.
Seattle Seahawks in town, great defense. What are you seeing from them?
They got explosive edge rushers, you know, Bruce Irvin, and
yep.
I think the other one. Oh, Cliff Averill.
Yep. Veteran guys.
Yeah,
yep.
Very strong. They line up wide nines and very explosive off the edge. Then their secondary is probably their best unit. The team, you know, Earl Thomas, very fast, has great closing speed. Cam Chancellor, another big guy out there. And Richard Sherman, just a very intelligent players with a great ball skill. So.
Do you watch much secondary when you're studying film?
Sometimes. I mean, I'll see if they're blitzing, and sometimes we're running screens, kind of how they approach them.
Is it a lot different, Lane, from one team to the next? Are their schemes that much different in the NFL?
I think this game's, you know, different than others. You know, not very many people are running tempo in the NFL. So other than that, though,
but I mean, from a defensive standpoint, do you see? Is there a lot of difference from when you're watching film like that?
Not really. I mean, they compared to Jacksonville a lot. So
okay.
So you can
right,
make
because Gus Bradley went
yeah,
down there.
Yeah. So yeah. You can make comparisons with different teams.
Yeah. And life in Philadelphia, you're enjoying it in the big city here?
Yeah.
Getting cold, no problems?
No, I got plenty of sweaters,
yeah.
Plenty of coats, but no, I've adjusted well.
How is this offense coming together? It's been, the points have been there. I guess the only thing you really, really need to get better is the red zone.
Yeah, that, but I think our run game is starting to catch momentum at the right time. You know, early in the season, it wasn't doing too much, so we're happy about that. Now if we can just convert some of those field goals to touchdowns, I think we'll be in business.
Could Lane Johnson, the quarterback, back in the day, if you had Chip Kelly as your head coach, could you handle all this up-tempo, all the stuff that we've got going on here?
I think I could. I don't know if I can handle it as well as Nick and Mark, but, well, you know, I could do some damage.
Yeah? Would you be like a little read option guy? Could you have gotten to the edge and run?
Yeah, I was a dual threat.
I bet you are. Thanks, Lane.
Yeah.
Good luck on Sunday. Lane Johnson in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.